this working?
It's working here. I can hear you.
Is this shit on?
No.
Yes.
I'm just laughing because my computer rang up, my iPhone rang up, and my iPad rang up.
Oh, you were all logged into the same Skype account?
Of course.
Wouldn't?
Because I'm fucking lazy. That's why.
See, Alan just has the Apple dongle plugged directly into his brainstem.
Right into his medulla oblongata.
I think it's more like the cerebellum.
I don't know where it is.
No, it's only if you vote in Alaska, it's the cerebellum. Sorry.
Oh, God, that was lame.
All right. Duh. All right, good night, guys.
That.
Kid music.
That was lame.
Well, duh. Dead air drink.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up with Brita?
I don't know.
She's playing the on again off again game.
Trying.
I don't think she's on at all.
Oh, she's on.
So Jay, you didn't call me. I thought we were gonna go play.
Yeah, well then we got Squirrel Report instead. I gotta take care of you.
Yeah, that's okay.
So yeah.
Did Mama yank the reins?
No. No, it has to do with my lovely daughter, who's psychotic.
Oh.
I love her. I love her.
She gets that for you.
Yeah, she does. She does. She's working on controlling her temper, which
oh,
I'm like,
tell
my
her
bad.
Not to do that. She'll fuck over her bouncer career.
Again, you know, I almost feel sorry for the first kid who tries to force himself on her because he is going to draw back a bloody stump.
Just make sure you get video.
Yeah, he's going to have to draw back. He's going to have to face that and then he's going to deal with me.
Fuck video. Get the stump.
Oh.
What? Hello.
Hi, Brita.
We're
what
talking,
are you talking
about, hogs,
about?
Hogs in jars collected by Jay's daughter.
Okie dokie.
She's her nickname in high school is going to be the Deepifier.
Need good. To hook her up with Farm Girl for some one-on-one instructional
yeah,
time.
Just got to do it properly.
Yeah.
Has Farm Girl Deepified? Oh, wait, never mind.
Yes.
The light just went on over Weird's head. He's kind of like...
Well, I know Farm Girl's a tough bitch, so I didn't think, well, farm animals that are tied down, that's...
Yeah.
You know, that's a little different than I thought, you know, customers at the grocery store.
And they're delicious.
Customers at the grocery store?
Got it.
You know, the Farm Girl...
Squirrel Report, the worst podcast on the internet.
Awesome. I am proud to be part of the worst podcast on the internet.
It is not the worst.
It isn't. It can't be.
Believe me, it's not the worst.
Yeah, no.
There are...
So, everybody, how was everybody this week? What are we doing?
I thought you brought the topic. Shit.
Me? Oh, God. No,
Bears
I was just,
in California!
You know,
Bears in California. Salamander's getting on a plane as we speak.
That's right. Fuck the shit out of that bear.
tonight
is different from all other nights because this is the first night that we have call-in.
Call-in? Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
We can call in.
From there.
I got the...
crazy.
The PBX working up at the Colo, and I think I've tested it a couple of times, so if somebody dials the number, then
sweet.
We should be able to hear them.
Oh, can I use my radio? Wait,
and they should be able to hear us.
Before we go on, because Alan speaks in, like, abbreviations all the time, could you tell us, could you define PBX and Colo for us?
Peanut butter extra.
Peanut butter and
no, home. PBX is a private branch exchange. That's the old term for the little private phone system your company has that runs all the phones in the company.
Okay.
And a colo is a big room that you put a whole bunch of computers in so they can sit right next to each other.
What does colo mean?
Co-location.
Okay. See? We just need to define everything for people who aren't really as nerdy as you.
We learned something tonight. Rita made us learn!
Oh, eesh, shit.
My job.
God damn it, I'm trying to forget shit. Sorry. Why do you think I'm drinking so heavily?
I like to learn, but I mostly like to learn stuff that I see on E-Fucked.
Weird.
I've looked at that in a while.
Weird is the number one listener of the Dirty Signs with Kristen channel on YouTube.
Am I the number one listener?
You have to be.
You must be. Have you contacted Kristen yet and given her suggestions?
No, I don't really have any good ideas.
Oh,
really,
please.
Surely, are you kidding? She's got a restraining order against her.
Surely there's something with duct tape that hadn't been done yet.
That's a good idea. I should have her sign.
Oh, no.
Wrap a hamster in duct tape.
No. Have her sign. Does this rag smell like chloroform?
Ooh. Holy huh? Yeah,
that would
I
be
am,
good.
I am the idea. I am the idea, Rat.
I am going to email
up this
her.
Podcast.
I'm going to email her. And say, could you please, for my friend Weirdbeard,
oh,
and
yeah.
Say it on the video because
please,
you know.
Please make her address it to my full name, Weirdington Elizabeth Beard.
Yeah, make sure you get the Elizabeth in there.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I think it's so funny on Smoking Blunder that I didn't quite realize it would show up as my screen name, but it. You know, it has to give a screen name and then, or a login name and then your full name. I wrote Weirdington Elizabeth Beard, and every time I log in, there's this obnoxious picture of me, and it says Weirdington Elizabeth Beard.
There you go. There's a good one. Joe just posed a good one.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't ask. I'd like you to play my cock flute.
Ooh, there's a good one.
That would be excellent, I think.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, and this vodka tonic needs less tonic.
I have a new beer tonight.
You have a what?
A new beer.
I thought you said I have an au pair. I said, huh?
Yes, I have an au pair. I've hired an au pair.
The cats?
I have my six cats, yeah. No, I have a new beer.
New beer. Ooh, do tell.
It's called Ruthless Rye IPA.
Oh.
Ruthless. It's got like a scary looking woman on the label. I don't know.
It has a
pretty good. Of-
What kind of rye? Like W-R?
What?
Y or
no,
the R?
R-Y-E.
R- okay.
Yeah.
It's very sardonic. It's sardonic beer. Thank you, Alan.
Well.
Ruthless rye.
It would work.
It's a rye
beer.
Beer.
Mm-hmm. Really doesn't like to talk.
It's a good beer.
Wait, that's
I recommend never. It to everyone.
Mrs. Weird and I went out to dinner, and she had got the Sam Adams Celtic Ale. It's a seasonal something or other.
I've never even
it was really good, whatever it was.
And what did you have?
I actually just had water. I wasn't really feeling it.
Oh. Are you feeling it now?
Because I knew I was going to get cocked tonight. Woo-hoo!
Awesome. Excellent.
I am drinking some very girly raspberry flavored vodka, but I didn't pay for it.
Well, as long as you didn't pay for it, that's okay.
Did you shop it?
Someone was getting rid of it.
And you know, I went,
it's a distilled spirit. Fuck yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. I was at the bar the other day and I noticed they have like this whole kind of row of flavored vodkas and they have like, you know, the standard, like, vanilla vodka and, you know, but they have, like, weird flavors now, like bubblegum-flavored vodka and...
That's three olives, isn't it?
Yes. And, oh, and they have, like, cupcake-flavored vodka and Mountain Dew-flavored vodka. I'm like, what? You know.
Mountain Dew-flavored vodka?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's made by Three Olives, and it's called Dude.
Excuse me.
That was charming.
Thank you. I'm all about the class.
They do have bacon vodka. They do.
Well, they have the bacon.
Weird's never shared his with me.
I can't imagine it would be any better than those, like, bacon breath mints or bacon, the fake bacon flavor?
I will say right now, I've got to figure out a better way to filter it, because right now mine always has this little poofy cotton ball floating in the middle of it.
Wait, what?
Essentially, there's a little bit of like extra bacon whatnots gets through my filter.
What whatnots?
It's probably mostly like bacon fat, maybe a stray little bit of protein.
Oh well, that's
not so. And the volume of it is like infinitesimal. But
by protein, he means weirdlings.
Oh, gross.
Like an extra little garnish.
Weird secret sauce.
Yeah, it's not even something like if you had a glass that had some of it in it and you drank it, you wouldn't even notice it. It's not enough volume to even like have the sensation that there's anything in it, but it's not ready for prime time. I'm thinking about making some orders from our lab supplier so I can get myself a one of those Erlenmeyers with the vacuum nipples.
There you go.
Vacuum nipples.
What do you call them? I call them vacuum flasks. Jay, you're
that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
What?
Get a vacuum flask, and I can buy a hand pump online that I can drop the pressure on it.
Is that a hand pump?
You know, it would take nerdy scientists to make like lab equipment to sound so dirty.
I one time took some killer hits out of a bong that was entirely built out of shit that was stolen out of old chemistry lab.
Oh, nice. Shit. Who hadn't done that?
Duh. I have.
I didn't do it. I let somebody else do it for me.
All right. God damn it. Just give me trying to find a good vacuum.
What is the phone number that people can call in, Alan?
Well, if anybody cares.
1-800-EFUCKED.com.
There it is.
No.
There it is.
That's not it. It is 214-530-0036. And I'll put it in the chat if anybody cares.
Here we go. All right, come on. Damn it.
Will anybody
Jay,
call?
You cannot call yourself.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get. I'm still on vacuum flask here. Damn it! God, fucking Sigma Aldrich.
Jay, just so you know, if you use it for enlarging, it'll make it so you don't get a boner anymore.
Ouch.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do that.
That sounds like the voice of experience. Weird.
You'll be like those black porn stars where they drop their pants and they got this huge Hogan going on there, and then it just kind of just lifts a little bit off their thigh, and that's called hard.
I believe they call that pushing rope.
Pushing rope.
This is
Sigma. Oh, you know what it is? It's Skype. Skype broke my hot rod.
Uh huh.
What the fuck are you talking about, Jay?
Skype doesn't play well with Wi-Fi. Tends to make everything go slow.
So you're
just
blaming
for
it?
You, Jay.
You're blaming it on the Wi-Fi?
Just for me.
Don't worry, Jay. It happens to every guy once in a while. Don't feel embarrassed.
Please. I don't get embarrassed. You have to have a sense of shame to be embarrassed.
All right. Okay. Don't everybody call at once.
Somebody call, please.
This is about to get embarrassing.
I'm having flashbacks now.
You're invited to a party.
Yeah.
Don't make Alan beg. You don't want Alan begging.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about our weeks.
I had an exciting week.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Of Mondays.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, I have a weird schedule at the library, and this week my boss decided to fuck with me, and it was like a week full of Mondays. But I now have a new pet, which I'm totally excited about. I actually dreamed about my new pet last night.
Hi, Alan.
No, not Alan.
Is it a squirrel?
No, I'm...
I wanted somebody to call in.
Wait. I'm enjoying that. Hang on.
I have a new bacterial colony that I'm feeding and tending.
Ooh, pet bacteria colony.
I know. It's exciting, right?
Cool. What kind of bacteria?
Kefir. I'm making my own, like, yogurt-y stuff. But it keeps growing. Ooh. It's like every time I look at it, it's bigger. Ooh. I'm afraid it's going to, like, take over my house.
We have somebody calling.
Awesome. Please stop me from talking about my...
They hung up.
Damn it.
Okay, they're calling back. Hang on.
Hey.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
You got to turn down your... turn down the radio.
Or your computer.
Yeah.
Turn down your radio, man.
Who is this?
Oh, but I want to listen to the radio.
You're on the radio, dude. Who is this?
Yeah.
Jack.
Hi.
It's Jack.
Yay, Jack.
Jack, you smell.
Oh. I took care of that.
Where are you calling from, Jack?
Sorry for interrupting the bacteria farm.
Where are you?
Indianapolis.
Okay.
Naptown!
It's a nice town, Indianapolis. I was there. I met Tam, and I went to, you know, one of those blog meet things.
It's really fucking flat, though.
It is flat.
It is really flat, yeah. I say it's flat, and I'm from East Ohio. It's ridiculous.
It makes Houston seem hilly.
Yeah.
There's a hill.
I don't know. I went through it in a red convertible at about 105 miles an hour.
And he was drunk.
He blinked and it was gone.
No, it still took fucking forever.
Maybe we should pull over. I feel a little bit lightheaded. Oh, come on. No Hunter Thompson fans? Jesus H.
Yeah. No. Hunter Thompson was overrated.
Like the Beatles.
Thank you, Alan.
But Fear and Loathing was a great American novel.
Fear and Loathing was trash.
There's going to be a knife fight. Yeah. Although, Alan's the wrong guy to get in a knife fight with.
Gentlemen.
He's like Wolverine.
We have a guest on the line.
It's Jack!
Jack.
Yeah.
How the heck
Alan
are you,
was begging. He's like... Someone
called
in.
Yes, I know. And now they're ignoring you.
Okay, wait, Jack. I have to ask you, since you're the first caller. We can hear you okay. Can you hear us okay? Do I have the...
Yeah, okay. I just stopped the player.
Okay, good.
So I got the echoes.
I got the levels right for once.
You could have turned the sound down. You didn't have to stop it.
So, Jack, what are you wearing?
I think I have pants on.
Oh.
Right? No.
Well, we're going to have to hang up then.
That's it. Sorry. No pants allowed.
Yeah.
This is like Robin Allen's house.
Pants?
Yeah.
I am?
That's a shame.
Oh, well.
You should do something about that.
You know, next week, here's an idea. And Jack, you might agree with me, but this might go a lot better if we have a topic.
What do we need a topic for?
Well, you
that's
know,
why we have people. That's why we have callers.
Okay,
Jack, what's our
caller?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have somebody else. I have somebody else trying to call in. So if you start sucking, Jack, I'm going to hang up and take the next caller.
How many callers do we have at one time?
I don't know. Let's try. Hey, let's try having more than one. Hang on.
Group call.
Yeah. Let's see if this works. I don't know if my client. I don't know how many this will support. Let's try this.
Next thing you know,
it put the other one on hold.
Oh, boy.
Who's this?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is it? Name?
Jote.
Jote. Oh, okay. Cool.
Jote. He sent me a shirt.
With my help.
Yes. What was... Oh, yes. The shirt.
Cool. So the answer is we can have one person call in at a time.
That's rather.
Didn't you pay for more than one line?
Well, yeah, I can, but it's the SIP, the soft SIP client I have on my computer can only handle one call at a time.
See,
I love them. Didn't they do Tainted Love?
Yeah. So
there, Alan goes with the words again.
Oh. Alan.
Yeah.
Have you thought about using, instead of Skype, a client like Mumble? There are voice over IP clients with better audio quality. Oh,
I haven't thought about it.
Nope, haven't thought about it at all.
You don't care.
I'm firmly in law.
I don't know. I don't know if you've listened to our podcasts in the past, but audio quality is really not that much of a concern. And I would have thought it would be obvious by now.
There's a limit to what Skype does. If you get too many people on because of the lag, it can really.
Yeah. See here. Okay. Here's what I'm doing, and I'm going to geek out for here for a minute. But actually, that is a problem. That was always a problem with the old podcast. That's why this one, what we're doing is myself, Brita, Weird, and Jay are on Skype. Everyone else is calling in through a PBX. So it's not on Skype, and I actually mix the audio streams from three different computers in a mixer and then record it in GarageBand.
Into a fourth computer?
Actually, I have an iMac that's got three different audio streams on it right now.
Do you bounce it off a satellite in between each one?
No, but I have the USB out of the mixer into the iMac, which is feeding the stream and feeding the GarageBand, and then I have audio in and out going to the SIP client.
But if you don't bounce it off of a satellite, then the Masons can triangulate our position.
Yeah, there's no satellite. Sorry. You're fucked.
All right. I'm just leaking there.
That's not a pizza van outside your house. It's been there for a week.
Yeah. I like the old. In fact, I almost did this. When I moved in here, I almost changed my the SSID on my Wi-Fi to read, you know, FBI surveillance van number 12.
That'd be awesome.
You know, and just see who freaks out.
But by the way, Jay, the pizza van parked in front of my place for a week. No, it's a pizza van. Just a pizza delivery guy's buried in my crawl space.
And you painted free candy on it when?
No, I haven't. Oh, that's a good idea, though. That is a good idea.
I'll be down with a can of Krylon tomorrow.
I wanted to smell the rag to see if it smelled like chloroform, and I think I got the dosage a little high.
You got to get Kristen to sign that. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He arrested on me.
See, I'm so far out. If a pizza van stops, if they're not delivering pizza for me, I greet him with a gun. There is nobody around here. I'm on 8 acres. I can see one other house.
Nice.
Do you have pigs?
No pigs.
Get some.
White wants to get sheep. I don't know if they're quite as indiscriminate in what they eat.
We might need a body disposal site. Just saying.
10 acres.
I don't know. The ground here is all clay, so you really would have to break them down, you know, bones or anything, because you don't want to have to dig a hole here.
Pigs will eat them.
Yeah.
I'm not eating that bacon.
I am not eating that bacon.
You cannot pay extra for that bacon.
By the way, do you know what's more indiscriminate about what it is?
Lawn pork into standard pork into bacon. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What weird?
Starfish.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Starfish will eat a human body like nobody's business.
How long does it take?
Pretty darn quick. I've seen videos of them cleaning up something.
It's not a question of how quick does a starfish. It's how many starfish you have.
Yeah.
Oh.
If there's a rotting human body nearby, they'll come.
I bet.
I think I might be under a little suspicion if I have a heated pod full of starfish. But they just don't naturally live here.
Soylent bacon. Yeah, that far inland, you're running out of starfish.
I don't think they've come through the Great Lakes yet.
We'll have to rely on Weird for the starfish connection.
Starfish connection. I have that on VHS.
Each of us is going to get stick to his hog.
Starfish connection.
That is the best euphemism for body disposal I've ever heard. All right, I'm going to go rather than...
Okay.
I want to go back into the house.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, bye.
By the way, I was using Starfish Connection as a euphemism for anal sex.
Sorry about
of
that,
course
Jack.
You were.
Apparently, we can only have one call at a time, and you got bumped. So, oh well.
Yeah.
There...
So, Rita, why is your week all Mondays? I'm curious about this.
Well, okay, I work kind of like a weird schedule anyway at the library. I'm kind of like the floater girl. You know, I work whatever schedule. But for a while now, I've been working kind of like a steady, like, you know, schedule. But this week, it's just all been fucked up. So, you know, it just has felt like every day I wake up, it's Monday. It's been terrible. Like Wednesday, I woke up. I was like, "Oh God, what day is it?" And Mike's like, "It's Wednesday." I was like, "Are you sure?"
It's Monday.
It just was terrible. This week sucked. But tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. Hurrah!
Are you going to drink green beer, Brita?
I am not. I have never actually. This is really funny. I've never been drunk on St. Patrick's Day.
Lie, you lie.
No, I'm not lying.
No, that's because for Brita and a lot of Catholics, it's a religious holiday. It's not.
It's
a,
like getting shit it's not a on get, Christmas.
Yeah. You know.
You say that like I haven't done that.
Somebody.
Christmas means spending time with my family. Yeah. Of course
exactly.
I'm drunk. You
can't. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt G suggested Easter as the only holiday that Americans don't get drunk, and I was kind of like, I don't think so.
You've never hollered a Cadbury cream egg to fill it up with Kahlua.
Yeah.
I got my Kahlua cream egg. Don't you eat Cadbury? Yeah, I know what I said.
There's not a holiday invented that Americans can't turn into an excuse to get drunk and act stupid.
You know, I don't get drunk quite as much on holidays anymore now that I don't, like, have to spend my holidays with my brother's mother-in-law. Good times. You know.
Good times.
Holidays are much better now. So, you know, I don't need to get wasted on Easter. But, yeah, tomorrow, you know, I go to church tomorrow with my mom and, you know, we have kind of like a quiet day, family day, and we have dinner in the evening and have a couple Guinnesses, and like that's it. You know, it's not
What does a Catholic type person do in church on St. Patrick's Day?
You have mass. It's like the same regular mass, except there's bagpipes.
Oh, cool.
Whoa. See, being Roman Catholic, never did this.
What? Really?
No bagpipes.
That's a shame.
You know, bagpipes would probably get me into church.
It's good times. I mean, it's very cool, and they have the bagpipes and the
no
drums,
guitars though.
Only if they play it. It's the long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. That's about the only way.
No.
Here we go. Okay, here's the vacuum flask. Ready? Weird will back me up.
Vacuum flask.
Well, considering it's the only day I go to church all day, all year long.
Ooh, that's a little fancier than.
See, we don't mess around. We go right to Fisher.
Oh, see, I want the Erlenmeyer ones though, so it stands up better.
That's true.
What are you looking at?
They're looking at chemistry lab.
Get in the flask
stuff.
Jeez, you can't make a better bond. I mean, I've heard, and the full liters are better. Anyway,
I think Mad St. Jack should call in.
I think so too.
I third that.
Yeah. If he really loved me, he'd call.
That true breed of fanboy would call.
I called.
While I was on the line.
Hey, Brita.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Aw, you're very sweet. What are you a fan of? I don't even have a blog anymore.
I'm just a fan of you in general.
Aw. That's really sweet. Thank you.
I'm a fan
of yours.
Ooh.
And your hog.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Hey, Brita, do you know I know you're a fan of my hog?
I shudder to think.
Hey, weird.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those white squirrels?
What? Albino or just white?
Nope, they are white. They have they have black eyes and black noses.
They don't have red eyes. You can tell.
Yep. So they're and they've got there's a couple of them have like a black tip at the end of the tail, or a couple of little, like, if you're up close, you can see they've got a few gray hairs sticking out, kind of mixed in there.
The real bitch is spray painting the underside.
So it means pretty much all the squirrels there are kind of inbred.
Well, it's
like being in Kentucky.
Talking on a biological sense, it's become a selected trait because all the people that live in the area come by to feed the white squirrels because they think they're so the white squirrels do considerably better than the gray ones.
The gray ones come over, they get kicked.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, these sons of bitches will come right up to you and say, "All right, where is it? Fork it over. Here I am. Where's the food?
Give it up, doughboy."
Yeah, I went to college for 2 years in Kent, Ohio. You know,
they make cigarettes.
Eight or dead in Ohio.
Yeah, that school. And this was in my hippie phase. But anyway,
hippie phase. Shapes.
All right, I need to know about the breed of hippie phase.
Yeah, I think we need to hear about that.
And I need pictures.
I don't think you do.
I want video.
I guarantee I do.
I had really long hair. And I had chubby little, like, baby fat cheeks. And I was kind of like, you know, I dressed like one of those kind of grungy 90s Nirvana kind of.
Almost there.
Yeah, that's okay. Hot.
Anyway, so Kent, Ohio, anyway, is famous for their black squirrels.
Was thinking National Guard gunning down college kids, but you know,
and the black squirrels. Yes, National Guard gunning down students and the black squirrels.
I love the scene from Thank You for Smoking, I can't remember what he was, but the NRA character talking about wanting to gun down college students, but instead they send him to Granada.
They made him get into a Ford Granada. The horror! The horror!
Hey, it's better than a Caddy Cimarron.
Yeah, but the black squirrels were seriously little assholes. You'd walk through front campus trying to get to class, and they'd kind of, like, ambush you.
Black squirrel power!
Yeah, because, you know, everybody would feed them, and so they would think that everybody was going to feed them, and so they'd, like, chase you and ambush you. They're like little ninjas, you know.
Squirrels.
I was at a park in Florida once on vacation, and I had a cracker in my hand, and I was going to feed it to a squirrel, and I held the cracker out, and the squirrel ran up my leg and grabbed the cracker out of my hand.
Oh, no. Did you get ringworm? Because squirrels are notorious for ringworm.
No, it just hurt like a son of a bitch, though, because their claws are sharp.
Uh-huh. Ringworm.
And it scared the fuck out of me, because I thought he was just going to stand there and look interested at it until I dropped it. Little bastard.
Instead, you got hantavirus.
Yay!
Oh, that's
so squirrels
funny.
Are known to be infested with ringworm?
Yes.
All right, I have a question.
Oh, okay.
Are there diseases that squirrels carry? My question being that the next one that walks into my into the transformer in front of my house, I want to throw them on my grill.
Well, like anything, if you cook it good enough, you know, you'll probably be okay.
Well, I don't want to ruin it.
I don't know.
You prefer your squirrel medium well? Is that what you're saying?
Am I going to have to look this up because I'm off the clock? This will cost extra.
Yes, you're going to have to look it up.
No. I know that armadillos carry leprosy.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
I learned something tonight. Wow.
There you go.
That really depresses me because armadillos really need pat-pats.
Yes, they do. I think they're cute, too.
They're wicked cute.
I know. Have you seen the pink fairy armadillo? Oh, my God. So cute. So tiny and pink and cute. Adorable.
Link?
Look it up. I don't know. Pink fairy armadillo.
Ooh, speaking of cute and adorable, I saw baby elephants today.
Yes, please tell us about the baby
elephants.
At the
zoo.
Please tell us.
It was a baby elephant at the zoo.
And?
It was.
What did it taste like?
We didn't eat it.
I've heard elephant is very delicious.
guys. Pain me.
It was sitting there.
Walking. I'm pained. Give me details about the baby elephant.
Well, it was little and cute and fuzzy and was kind of walking very fast to catch up with its mother.
And I will love him and hug him and squeeze him and call him George.
Yes.
Did he have the like little baby elephant fuzz?
Yes, all over.
On his head?
Did you hear baby elephant walk?
I love Henry Mancini.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mancini, the mascot's best friend.
I've got him on vinyl.
Okay, weird. I'm posting a picture of your pink fairy armadillo, which is the cutest armadillo ever known to man.
I thought you were going to say his hog.
Because it's pink.
What the fuck?
Look at it.
Tell me that's a mock-up.
It's not. It's real. Look how cute.
That looks like a goddamn jackalope or a fur-bearing trout.
No.
No, that's a real thing.
He's pink.
Jeez, if I saw that, I'd kill it with fire.
Oh.
The hair is freaking me out.
Oh, my God. They're like mammals.
It looks like it ate a duck and then wore its skin.
All right, I'm finding a video. Beware of the pink fairy armadillo. Oh, this is one of those bullshit YouTube
It videos. Isn't. It's on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, because Wikipedia is always right, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm kicked out of the librarian club now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck, it's real. Look at this shit.
Told you.
What the fuck?
They're pink and cute and furry.
Oh, my God,
them.
It's got a dick
Oh, it's
tail.
Tiny.
It's got a fucking dick tail.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Okay, its belly's cute. What the fuck? That is a whole pile of mistakes made into a fucking animal. Someone said, we could fuck up way more than the platypus.
I'm hurt now.
It is cute. Look at it.
Have you seen the Japanese movie Pink Armadillo Attack?
Damn, 40 minutes into the freaking podcast here, and we're already looking at videos on an audio podcast.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, let's get back to the thing.
Well, are you going to do links?
That's because nobody has called. Call in, you lazy fucks.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to insult people. Till
oh, wait.
Call.
Cue ball's on. Make cue ball call.
No.
No?
Make cue ball give Brita apple pie.
No. Oh, my God. You are the second person today that's offered me apple pie. Second person.
Second person to offer
Jesus.
You pie.
Jesus.
Wow. Who was the first?
Chance.
Uh-huh.
Long story. Anyway. See, Chance sent me moonshine. We have, like, this kind of, like, foodie exchange package program going on. I send him marmalade and like things I can, and he sends me moonshine because I can't get it in Ohio. Anyway, so we were discussing the moonshine, and apparently they make some sort of like apple pie version of the moonshine. He asked me if I wanted it, and I said absolutely not, because never again.
Oh yeah, I saw that on Justified.
What?
You know what I discovered? I discovered what? They make moonshine
the apple pie moonshine.
It's evil. Apple pie is evil.
Yeah, they
Seriously
killed it.
Evil.
Oh, stop.
Jay, oh, I blame stop. You.
It's not that bad.
Oh. It
you
totally was. It was like the worst,
on.
One of the worst hangovers I've ever had, Jay.
I know. I was walking around with you the next day, remember?
Oh, God.
Wait, Brita gets hungover?
Oh, my God.
She's very cute. And by cute, I mean stay the hell away from her.
I didn't know that Brita got hung over. I thought
like,
she was
too tough for that. You did this to me.
I do not.
I thought
just
her mom
gave me
actually
the depth there with both eyes and went, yeah. I could feel the hair on the back of my neck bursting into flames.
Wow.
No. Oh,
no,
God.
Kidding. Oh, my God. The hair, if the hair on the back of Jay's neck burst into flames, it would spread like a grass fire.
It'd burn for weeks. Like, it'd be like a tire yard fire.
See, I have this, like, funny ability to kind of, like, not act real drunk when I'm drunk. So people are like, hey, she's not drunk. Get her another drink. You know, oh,
you
so
acted, and, you acted plenty drunk on.
I was drunk, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, that's a delusion that other people might tell you, but I'll tell you, no, you were drunk. Sorry.
The whole passing out in the car thing was.
Yeah, about that. Mm-hmm. I have to ask you to have a seat over here. No.
You didn't puke in your shoes, did you?
I didn't. No, usually it consists of like incessant giggling and then passing out.
That'll
kind
work.
Of like,
yeah, that,
kind
that's
of
pretty accurate.
Or this show, you know.
Do you ever laugh so hard that you fall out of your clothes?
No, that takes tequila.
Margaritas,
clothes fall off.
Hey.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'm writing down.
I mean, yeah.
Taking notes. So, yeah. No, it's common knowledge. You know, gentlemen, margaritas works every time.
If I'm giving you margaritas, I ain't no gentleman.
Okay. Noted. I will take note of that.
I've got mezcal straight from Mexico with the worm in the bottle. Just
no
saying.
Thanks. No thanks.
Just I'm saying. It's really good.
Uh-huh.
Margaritas.
Uh-huh. I have
What's the difference between mezcal and tequila?
Beats the shit out of me. I think we're bottled.
They're both they're both agave.
Are we looking this up?
That's what I'm doing.
Yes, it depends on the plant from which it's made.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Now we know. The more you know.
Do-ding.
This is the squirrel.
Ah, tequila is mezcal, but mezcal is not tequila.
Ah, where's tequila got to be bottled?
It's made from the blue agave. Whereas mezcal is made from the magui or piña. Plant.
Is that like
it comes with a worm, and believe me, if you finish the bottle, you'll eat the fucking worm. You don't care.
Is that like the thing where it's like champagne is
maybe
champagne is sparkling wine, yeah. But not all sparkling wine is champagne.
Right.
Champagne is
in the Champagne region of France.
Right.
Everything else is sparkling.
All bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
I bet we could do a Venn diagram if we really wanted to.
We were really extra geeky.
Yeah.
Hi.
Mike
says hi.
Oh. Hi, Mike.
JG says hi.
Is Mike doing bird calls?
No, I'm watching some Japanese video.
She's watching tentacle porn.
Yeah, tentacle porn. Yep.
It's actually a pink armadillo Japanese attack.
Pink armadillo tentacle.
Yeah, I watched that. That was pretty fucked up.
I know.
And I watched Japanese porn, which is really
damn it.
Up.
Now I got to go down into my basement, get the tequila, get the mezcal.
You keep the mezcal down in the basement? How come I didn't see it last time I was down there?
What's that?
How come I didn't see it last time I was down there?
Can't find shit in my basement.
He was hiding it from you.
Jesus.
Plus, you were tied up and blindfolded, so you know.
I didn't find shit, but I found wasps.
In your basement?
Wasp infestation.
Bees!
Jay.
Oh, Matt St. Jack says I should have Mike call in.
Matt St. Jack says
he should call in or he's a wuss.
Jay, your audio is starting to crap out.
Well, it's because I went into the basement.
Oh.
Hello? I went into a giant concrete box.
Yeah,
oh, boy, big surprise.
Yeah,
hey, Mike.
By the way, how did you get rid of the bees?
Do you have your phone?
We waited for it to get cold, and we sprayed the living shit out of it with Raid. We had like a medicine ball sized nest. They came in the opening where the oil tank feeder goes, and there was just a little bit of an opening, and they came in and they just built this literally the size of a medicine ball.
Oh, great!
Like one of the big 20-pounders.
It was a big nest. I was sitting there. We were loading stuff into Jay's truck for the blogger shoot, and I'm just like, Jay, there's a lot of wasps coming out of there. I think they got a nest. You're like, oh yeah, it's in my basement. Come on, let's go look at it.
Oh yeah, great.
Come on, you gotta check this shit out. Come on. Yeah, every like five to 10 years, we get a big nest somewhere around the house. It's just the perils of suburbia. The first time it was under the corner of the porch, and it was a paper wasp nest, and it was easily, again, the size of like a basketball. So basically, I put on my motorcycle helmet and my leather jacket, and I popped out of the back door of the basement and sprayed the living shit out of it. Like alternating, spraying the nest, shutting the door real quick and screaming like a girl, opening the door, spraying the nest again, and closing the door and screaming like a girl. Because, well, getting stung hurts.
Did you get stung?
No.
Are you on the line, Mike?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Hell no.
What was I doing?
I was trying to get you to call.
Oh, it doesn't have enough money.
Oh, Lord. Never mind. I tried to get Mike to call, but never
What's
mind.
Mike wearing?
Actually, Mike is wearing his Coexist t-shirt.
Ah.
You know, the Coexist with all the gun company.
What else?
Luck,
and Loretta, and Gilderm, shorts.
Chester, Smith & Wesson, and Mossberg.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a pink ribbon?
No pink ribbon. No.
In my mind, he's wearing a pink ribbon.
No. Shorts and the Coexist t-shirt. I bought him the t-shirt because nothing annoys him more than that fucking hippie Coexist bumper sticker.
Yeah.
You know, the tolerance Coexist thing. I don't know. The
Dennis
symbols.
Kucinich bumper stickers that I see around here annoy me more. But
why do you have Dennis Kucinich stickers?
Because we have moon bats.
What?
Moon bats.
Okay, I live in Cleveland, and nobody here has Dennis Kucinich stickers.
That's because you guys got rid of the motherfucker.
Wow. Okay.
Go Ohio.
It took redistricting to get rid of him, but yeah, we got rid of him. Thank God. We lost all the levies and all this stupid shit, but it was like a good day. I woke up and I was like, yay, no more Dennis Kucinich. He's out of a job. Thank God.
But no, I think Dennis Kucinich is kind of like the ultra left wing progressive, version of Ron Paul.
Wow.
Not a whole lot of people like him, but the people who like him really fucking like him.
He's like the evil anti-transporter universe Ron Paul. He's got the goatee.
Seriously, whenever you would run for president, you would see all of like the really, really crazy lefty blogs that I would read.
Right.
Would all just go ape shit about what a fucking great candidate he was because
that is so strange.
He shits sunlight and rides on UFOs.
Oh my God. You know why he kept on getting reelected in the Cleveland area, right?
Union thuggery?
No. Well, that was part of it. But his district was full of, like, these old, like, Bohunkian, Slovenian, old Middle Eastern, Middle European kind of, you know, people. And, you know, they thought he was one of the... Wow, that was really racist. But they thought he was like one of them. You know what I mean? Like he was like, you know, the kielbasa, sauerkraut kind of pierogi kind of guy. Cleveland
guy.
He's
a vegetarian.
You know? I know. And that was the thing. You know, they kind of gave him this thing where they thought he was kind of like this, you know, Cleveland kind of guy. And he really, really wasn't.
I've been to hippie town.
If you're a Slovenian and you're living in America, why would you vote for a communist?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know.
Because you're used to it.
That'd be like a Jew living. That'd be like an Eastern European Jew living in America in the 1940s, voting for a national socialist.
I know.
You mean like Obama?
Yeah.
Because it seems to happen over and over again.
That is true. He does have a huge amount of the Jewish vote, and boy does he hate him some Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Dennis Kucinich, it was like really weird. There was like this disconnect. Like, you know, there was the real Dennis Kucinich who was like, you know, this vegan kind of
weirdo Marxist
guy, and then he played up to his Cleveland kind of Bohunkian roots, and he just kept on getting reelected. It was weird. It was always very weird to me.
Why do you say Bohunkian?
Bohunkian. Come on. It's like the...
Is it like Bojangles?
No. Bohunks are like, you know...
Eastern Europeans.
It's probably a slur.
It is.
Yeah, because, well, Bohemia was... I thought Bohemia was... is where the Czech Republic is, not yeah. the.
It is.
No, I don't know. It's like the whole Eastern European where they all eat pierogies and kielbasa and.
Yeah, it's Czech, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, you know.
There's those, a lot of them.
Beauty! No smoosh package!
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. You know what? Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and, you know, everybody's going to be, like, quoting the Lucky Charms leprechaun and drinking green beer. So today I get a pass. So.
Oh, tomorrow would be a great day to go into Boston and just fuck with people.
And Monday's evacuation day.
You want your
day.
Face to be sure.
Weird. Let's have fun.
What?
On evacuation day?
What is Monday?
Evacuation day. It's basically a give all the Boston political hacks the day off day.
Huh?
It's holiday.
They can't. The Boston unions couldn't get St. Patrick's Day off, but they're all going to go get drunk anyway. So they realized that right around St. Patrick's Day was when the colonists had to evacuate Boston when the British overrun it. So they decided that was a holiday worth celebrating.
Oh.
It just magically falls on St. Patrick's Day. So everybody can go get drunk and drink.
Or it falls on the Monday on or around St. Patrick's Day.
So the Boston hacks that make, you know, 200K for do-nothing, make-work jobs, get an extra day off.
And people who live in Metro Boston area are going to be terribly surprised when they decide to go get some go to some public office to get something done, and they're going to find that it's closed, and they're going to be like, "Why the fuck is it closed?" Because nobody knows that it's actual
$200,000 a year job to oversee 15 fucking acres of public park isn't enough. You need an extra day off
and stuff unmarked bills into your bra.
Diane Wilkerson. Oh, yeah. It wasn't no bra. It wasn't no bra. My lady, her stuff fills me your shirt. Is she at the cabaret.
Is she out of prison yet?
Probably. She's running for office again.
Really?
Of course. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. But
she would, and she'd get reelected.
Oh, yeah. She's like a female Ray Nagin. Or Marion Barry, without the cocaine.
Kwame Kilpatrick.
See, we're more than just Massachusetts politics. We pick out all the corrupt politicians. Oh, don't forget William Jefferson. How's that cold cash doing?
Why do people keep reelecting these fucking scoundrels?
Because they're stupid.
And why are people deciding which one they like better? Mitt Romney, who wrote Obamacare and likes to ban guns,
or
Rick Santorum, who hates the fags and wants to ban pornography.
It's ban
I can't imagine how many votes he lost for that.
Weird. You saw the Teller thing, right? The Teller article about how the magician works when a magician gives you a choice, your choice has already been made. You just don't know it yet.
And make you tell the big lie to yourself.
Yeah. That's elections.
That's a good
by the time you get to go to the polling booth and put your check mark next to a name, the choice has already been made for you and you didn't have anything to do with it.
Yep. I'd really, really like to be able to disagree with you, Alan, but I can't.
Nope.
Yeah, Mitt Romney. They decided months ago that it was going to be Romney. All of these.
The media. Stuff.
These debates and these, you know, primaries. It's silly. It's already decided.
Come up with was Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Newt Gingrich.
And so we're left. You know, we're left running against Barack Obama with the guy who lost to John McCain. That's what we're left with.
And Mittens, so who couldn't even beat Ted Kennedy.
your audio's cutting out again, Jay.
Oh, I like it, though.
It's
but I got to say, if
Jay Headroom.
with Mitt as the
rage
the GOP candidate, it means that Obama's going to win, and Obama is the lesser of two evils in this case.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I don't know. As horrible as Obama is, I can't.
Oh,
Romney is so much worse.
That's because we've got Deval Patrick, who's essentially a Barack Obama clone, as our governor, and he is far less damaging to my way of life than Mitt Romney was, because Mitt Romney's concerned about the bottom line. He actually wants to pass laws. And he's an authoritarian.
Deval Patrick could sit down with 90% Democrat rule.
Yep, and Deval Patrick can't get shit done, because just like Obama, he's not really all that concerned about being governor. He's really concerned about being a movie star.
Oh, there you go.
Terrific. I don't know. At this point, I think let Obama have 4 more years.
He'll at least face a marginally adversarial Congress.
Well, there is that. But also, I suspect things might get so bad that the American, you know,
that's, voting that, public. I'm actually right there with you, Bridges. I'm all about the anarchy right now, because at this point in time, obviously people haven't gotten it yet, so things need to burn to the waterline, so maybe they'll get it.
There's an argument to be made, and it's a valid argument. I mean, you couldn't have capitalism in the Soviet Union until the Soviet Union collapsed and communism was proven to everybody there to be, you know, the fucked up piece of shit system that it is.
Shitty analogy, Alan, though, because Putin just got declared God Emperor for life.
Well, yeah, but, you know, come on.
That's because he was head of the KGB. Nobody dares say shit to Putin.
Well, I mean, but I'm kind of wondering, though, with you've got Greece that's completely done for.
Yeah. Europe's going to fall apart.
On its way out. Italy's shortly behind it.
Yeah.
Germany's trying to bail all of it out. They're
which is not going to happen.
Flip with Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
You don't think Putin's going to roll tanks?
Nah.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to.
Plus,
he just lets them all fall to shit, and he'll come in for pennies on the dollar.
Plus, they're all, you know, Putin is the Russian mob. Right. That's what the KGB is. That's what the Russian mob is. It's all the ex-KGB agents that used to run the country, and now they're still running the country. I mean, that's when the Soviet government collapsed and they sold off all the factories and stuff. The people that bought them were all the apparatchiks. Yeah, those guys. So. You know.
Yeah, them.
And, yeah. So, no, you know, it's – and honestly, I think the same thing has to happen here, you know, because right now there's enough idiots. Well, there's always going to be idiots. But right now there's enough idiots that people think that, you know, oh, you know, we can make this work.
Not, they're not idiots. They're people who should know better but don't.
Yeah, it's,
no, it only hasn't worked because the right people haven't been in charge.
Exactly.
All we have to do is shove a few more million of these people into boxcars and everything will be hunky-dory. Right.
We haven't killed enough of the wrong people yet.
Yeah.
Hey, MSJ.
Wow, just when I thought the audio couldn't get any worse.
Oh, cool.
Hey, you sound good, though.
Yeah, you're coming in clear.
I'll take your word for it.
Mad St. Jack.
We shamed him into calling in. I'm impressed.
While we're on the topic,
I think he was feeling bad for us. You know.
Did you see that Hugo Chavez has just banned firearm sales?
Wait, what?
What?
Hugo Chavez has just banned firearm sales for a year.
Oh, I can't actually remember where Chavez passed.
I thought you said he died. I was getting ready to have a party.
I was immediately halfway through my celebratory fap.
Yeah.
We're horrible people.
No, we're not.
No.
That's right. Oh, wouldn't it be great to have, like, Hugo Chavez die, And have a Predator drone do a flyby of his funeral. Just put a couple of Hellfires in there. That would solve.
Yeah, Obama wouldn't do that to his buddy.
What's that?
Obama wouldn't do that to his buddy.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Probably apologize to cancer for killing him.
Yeah.
But just think, Hugo Chavez gone, and also Sean Penn and Danny Glover.
Well, they have to go in threes, right?
Uh-huh.
That's right. Oh, fucking Danny Glover. We had a Lethal Weapon marathon a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Cop Killer.
Oh, those are such funny movies when you just look at what... You know what I'd forgotten, actually? I don't know how this slipped by me, but...
You forgot that Mel Gibson
the Brady campaign-written Lethal Weapon 3, which was entirely an assault weapons ban propaganda piece. The main villain was a fucking rogue cop. How ironic is that?
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, they just typed into the Mac class the Apple 2GS on Rene Russo's desk, and suddenly they had all the ballistic fingerprinting evidence for the gun.
Hey, it's the movies. Ballistic fingerprinting can work in the movies.
It's the only place it works.
So can time travel.
Yeah.
And faster than light.
Yeah.
Gonna go back in time.
And we're gonna get you back to the Brady campaign.
So, Mad Sing Jack, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
What are you wearing?
Jeez.
Under Armour.
Nice.
Nice.
Are you wearing the vest?
No, I don't have my vest on.
Damn it. Man St. Jack has his
vest. But I actually did have Kevlar before I bought Under Armour, just for the record.
Nice. I refer to Man St. Jack's vest as the clown car vest.
Oh, that vest.
Other vest. Because you have everything in there. You could support a family of four with whatever's in your vest. It's really weird.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is it bigger
I'm
on the
inside? My voice.
Is it terrific. Bigger on the inside than on the outside?
It is.
It's a TARDIS vest.
A TARDIS
it's
vest.
It's a TARDIS
vest. It's a portable hole.
It is. Cool. He just keeps pulling out knives, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool. Did you see my new knife?
No.
The one you got from the Not Mike W?
The Not Mike W.
Yes, the Michael W. knife that is handmade. It's beautiful. I've already cut myself on it. It's terrific. Nice. It's very sharp. it just came as a surprise. I was not expecting it. It's beautiful. It's got a handmade horn. What is it called? A shaft, I think? Anyway.
Shut your mouth.
Handle?
I'm afraid to say words like shaft on the squirrel port.
Just say Hogan.
Well, it sounds dirty, but anyways, the handle is made out of horn, and it's got like silver kind of like at the end, and it's very pretty and very sharp.
Do you have pictures that you can post?
I already did.
Oh, I do actually on my Facebook.
And Mad St. Jack's blog.
Yeah.
And on my, I'll repost.
If you had Facebook, you could see them. Weird.
I don't want to do that.
Weird.
Oh, well.
How long is the whole thing? Because in the picture, you're like holding it towards the camera, so the aspect is kind of messed up. So,
I have
you carried it yet?
Of that.
Have you carried it yet?
I have not. No, it's pretty
big.
Or
is it one of those? Is it a safe queen? It's too nice to actually take outside.
You know what? I think I might carry it for things like, you know, I'm planning on going to Penzic.
You got to skin a hobo with it first.
Skin a hobo.
Got to blood it.
Never
I did. I blooded it on myself. Buddy. Thanks for very much.
Yeah, that doesn't
count. But it's pretty big. It's too big, really, for me to carry.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry.
No. Oh, here it is. Here's the picture.
I'll restart my computer.
Let me share with everybody, me and my knife.
Here. Yay. If it's a Facebook photo, are you doing the duck lips?
No. There's me. Okay. With my big knife.
That's a tiny picture.
That is a tiny picture.
Click it.
It does have a.
It's like
it
a.
Is,
oh,
it's
it is
thumbnail.
It's a
anyway.
Thumbnail.
I don't know why.
Imagine that stupid old Jay knowing what he was talking about.
Jay, you are stupid.
I don't know how to work it. It's Facebook.
How dare you know what you're talking about, Jay?
Oh, and my blue fingernail, which is...
You know how to work it.
Okay. My blue fingernail's in the picture.
Hmm.
But anyway, so, yeah, it's a great knife, and I'm happy with it.
Prank call, prank call!
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, you want a cell phone? Ah, yes. Welcome to 1994.
I'm upset that we don't have enough notoriety just yet to get prank calls.
Yeah, I think
you know we'll it's because Alan did not promote the show at all. If he put something on his Facebook, or
this is his blog, you got okay. You're remember I said this is like the beta test, right? This is
well. You made me call in, so yeah. I'm going to take over.
Thank you for calling.
And so thanks. Next topic is 30 carbine ammo.
Okay. You should call again. We do have a topic.
Yeah.
I need some because Wally's going to be finishing my M1 carbine any day now, right, Wally?
I believe there's someone on the line that has a 30 carbine that they haven't shot yet.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
She has a whole 50 bullets to fight off the zombies with.
I have a question.
That's just not.
Yeah.
I need advice. Okay, so Spear is working on my Delta Elite, and we had intended to do a nickel finish on it, electroplate nickel.
Is this the gun he had like a long time ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so anyway, somebody screwed up the electroplate tank at his gunsmithing school. So he's not going to be able to do the nickel. So I don't want it blued. So we're looking at like a Duracoat.
Don't count the nickel.
Make it be all skulls and dicks.
Don't count the nickel out yet.
Why?
Just don't.
Why?
Because we may be resurrecting it.
Oh. Oh?
Yeah. Dr. Spear.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Well, he said nickel wasn't really an option.
When did he say that?
Just tonight.
Hmm. Odd.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Well, anyway.
Definitely go with a hydro coat and have it be rainbows.
Double rainbows.
Not going to do that. But I was looking at the Duracoat colors, and there's like all of them.
And go so, with purple.
And so,
you are never wrong with purple.
In which case?
So I was immediately, you know, it was like decision overload, right? So I'm like, purple. Oh, crap.
Sparkle coat. Make it look like a bass boat.
No.
Yes. No. Glitter. No. Oh, my God. No. Glitter.
All three primary colors. Make it look like it says Fisher Price on it.
No.
Purple glitter.
Purple glitter.
Unicorns
and glitter.
It's too bad the Delta Elite doesn't have a lanyard loop. Then you could put a treble hook on it and go after wipers.
Damn.
You need to lose the nickel plated cystic assault and buy yourself a Glock.
Jay, I'm taller than a Mosin.
No, you're not. Not with the bayonet on it.
No, you're not with the bayonet.
Yeah.
And that's a 9130. That's one of the short Mosins.
I'm getting the picture.
I got some of the longer ones in my safe.
Without the bayonet, I'm taller than
he's actually
Mosin.
Got holes cut in the top of his safe.
Well, that's technically correct, because without the bayonet, she is taller than that Mosin. So that counts. Okay.
She's technically taller than my taller than my Westinghouse, but not by much.
Westinghouse?
Yeah. I get a Massachusetts built Mosin.
Oh.
I've got a Westinghouse and a Tula 1891. They are fucking huge.
It's two.
See?
Ugh.
Bayonet.
Damn it. I hate that fucking
What? What? Whose Mosin was that?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Well, what are you upset about? Freedom?
I hate that photo.
It looks Chinese.
Why do you hate it?
It's okay because she's not alone.
Brita, is that a Nicorette patch on your sweater?
It is not. What is that on my sweater? I can't even remember what that was.
Listen, name tag.
Yeah.
Name tags. Yeah, we had name tags.
That looks like a Nicorette patch.
Stealth. It does, kind of, yeah.
Your sweater is quitting smoking.
It's a stealthy one.
Okay. Alyssa.
I hate that photo. Anyway, moving on.
Is that your Mosin, Jay?
That one is mine, yes. That's the one that after the bayonet charge, I was picking up litter with it.
So, Lyssa and I are kind of like the same height.
More or less. Pretty.
I'm not getting unicorns and ponies for the Delta Elite.
You should.
I do need to. Dude, they do have a red. I was thinking red would be awesome.
Oh, I told you, primary colors, man. Piss off Bloomberg.
I can also do the slide. I can do slide and the frame, two separate colors.
Yeah, do the slide in red, the frame in blue, and do all the accents in bright yellow.
Ugh, no.
It's like this, the Fisher Price gun.
No.
I'm going to go with glitter.
By the way, Jay, in that Lyssa picture, there's a great shot of Ross in the background looking like Ross always looks.
Yes.
He is infinitely curmudgeon-y.
He is. I think that's old Winways.
I'm trying to understand, what is this cool belt that Lyssa is wearing? It's like the coolest fanny pack ever made.
I think that's what she carries her gun in.
That's sweet.
Although,
You'll have to ask Lyssa. Yeah. She knows about all the cool tacticals.
That's right. The shirt, the lovely but lethal shirt, and the tactical pigtails.
Because she'll kill your shit.
But she'll do it with a smile and very politely.
She will. She'll be giggling and squeeing the whole time. I killed a person. It was so much fun.
Can we do it again?
Can I make their skin into a rug?
Your hide will make a fine poncho.
Can I make it into cat toys?
You know Ronan and Raja would get along famously.
Of course. Ronan today. I'm not going to go into Ronan today.
Was he dragging his little kitty wee-wee across the floor?
No. He likes to lay on his back and kind of... it's very embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it.
Like,
every time he does it, I'm horrified. He lays on his back in a pile of catnip, and he lays there, and his penis sticks out, and he, like, wiggles his penis around, and he gets this blissed out look on his face, and I'm just like, I'm yelling at him like, Ronan, put it away, you know. He's all like happy, you know.
Well, yeah, he's happy.
And
cats don't have to put their penises away. That's the one advantage of being a cat.
Yeah,
you may have to shit in a box and cough up your own hair, but you know what? You get to wiggle your dick wherever you want.
Apparently, in the middle of the living room. Yeah. I'm telling Mike, I'm like, get the squirt bottle and squirt him or something. And Mike's like, of course not. We can't do that. I'll give him a complex. You know, I'm like, it's like a weekly Friday night, middle of the pile of catnip occurrence. He's like, I don't know. It's embarrassing.
So essentially, I thought catnip was kitty weed, but it's kitty Viagra.
It's kitty everything that they want it to be. I don't know.
Kitty cocaine.
Kitty cocaine.
He's just being like Dr. Ronan Cell.
Yeah, it's. He's sleeping on the futon now, looking like a little angel. But I know better.
Yeah.
Can we just? Jay and Weird Beard, have you seen the cartoon Archer?
FX channel. No.
Oh, Matt St. Jack, have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, it's a TV thing. Okay.
Yeah. Is it not the funniest thing you've ever seen?
Then I haven't seen it.
Yes. It is.
It's pretty damn funny.
It is my new favorite show.
Hilarious. What is it? I can't stop watching it. Oh, you have to watch it. You have to seek it out and watch it because it is just.
Is it View?
Honey. No.
Well, then how am I supposed to watch it?
I don't know. Talk to Alan.
I don't steal things on the internet because that's bad.
I think it's on. Is it on Netflix?
Poncho.
I don't know. It's funny. I recommend it.
Yeah, highly.
It's like this guy who's
Firefly to me. So.
Oh. Just keep me wrong. You know. Have you ever seen American Dad?
And Archer is Archer is
American
on Netflix.
American Dad is like it.
Well, part of it is.
Archer is like American Dad on crack. It's like really funny and adult, and there's nudity.
I like nudity.
But it's cartoon nudity, so it's not really.
Yeah, Archer seasons 1 and 2 is on Netflix.
Please get it and watch it because it's just.
Is it instant view or do you got to get the
it's,
disc?
It's instant too. You can get the. Oh. Apparently there's disc and there's also instant.
I didn't realize it. Mister, you guys, before next week, you have homework. You have to watch Archer.
Oh, really?
Do not come on the show without watching Archer.
It's pretty damn funny.
Seriously.
Fuck it. We'll go to the range.
Oh, you break my heart.
Yeah. Oh, you know I'm going to be watching it tomorrow. Come on.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
You have all weekend.
Yeah.
All week, really.
You will
sit down and you'll start watching it. You'll watch the first one. You'll watch the second one. And then, you know.
That's what I did with Firefly.
Later on that night, you'll go, wow, that was the best 2 seasons. Because it's, each season's only like 10, 12 episodes. I mean, it's not. And it's like,
cartoon.
It's like a 20-minute thing. So
what's nice is I got to do a whole bunch of hand loading, and I've got my I've got a Blu-ray player down here that they can do.
Oh, I will be cleaning tomorrow night. Perfect.
There you go. Perfect. Okay, everybody watch Archer, report back next week.
What are you going to be cleaning, Jay?
The M&Ps and the P250 and hopefully the Chris. Cuz I'll be shooting them tomorrow.
Where are you going to be shooting them?
At my club.
How'd you get the Chris dirty with a 10-round magazine?
I happen to have 2 13-round magazines, one with a +2 extension.
Is that legal in Massachusetts?
If they're pre-ban, it is.
How can the Chris have a pre-ban magazines?
Because it takes Glock 21 magazines.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to do a video of me doing a mag dump with my friends Chris, and I just forgot about it when I got to the range. I was too busy.
Because you got so excited about shooting it.
Well, the sad part is I can borrow Wally's full auto M16 and spend less money in a mag dump than I can with the Chris in a 13 rounder. That's just wrong.
Yep.
45 so fucking expensive.
It's crazy. That's why I went with the M&P 9mm.
It's $20 for a box of 50 rounds, and I can get two, three for 20 for 5. So,
what do you think I'm going to be hand loading, Jay?
Yeah. Well, again, the reason I got the M&Ps I got is because, well, the full size 45 is 10 rounds, no matter where you live, and the 9 I'm only down by 2. So,
and of course, Jay, you've got a whole bunch of reloading supplies and spent brass.
And Wally's been very gracious about helping me get started. So.
I mean, you just don't call me up. I'll come over, Will.
You have the cock flute in your basement. Enough said.
Well, no, we're not going to set. You're going to learn to reload. You're going to learn to reload on your own stuff. I'll come over, and you do the reloading, and I'll tell you when you're doing good, and I'll spray you with the bottle when you're doing bad.
Jay, if you can put the +2 on a pre-ban magazine, you should be able to put the, like, +17.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm not going to drop $35 plus shipping when, I mean, what am I going to do with it when I send the Chris back? I'm going to have it sticking out of my Glock 30. That's as humorous as that is.
What kind of extension are we talking about?
It's a 17-round extension. It more than doubles the capacity of the Glock 21 mag. It turns a 13-rounder into a 30-rounder. And for the Chris, it works, but for the Glock 30, it would just be silly.
Yeah, that would be silly.
It would just be really silly.
Oh, By the way, I went. I put the Apex trigger in my M&P.
Yeah.
Last week, and I went to the range, and yeah, holy crap, is that thing awesome!
How difficult was that
to put it in? Actually, the most difficult part is watching the video twice. It's because honestly, it's a really crappy video. Apex, if you ever listen to this, do get somebody that knows how to shoot video to do your video, please. Because damn, your videos suck. And in fact, the video is confusing because you watch your video and you're thinking, holy crap, that looks difficult. But then when you actually start doing it, it's pretty damn easy. You just pop two pins out, yank the sear block and the trigger block out, and you swap out the trigger, swap out the sear, and you plunk it back in. The whole thing took me 30 minutes, and that included watching the videos and getting confused about it. So
watching the videos twice. Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's the forward set trigger. So it's the one that makes that's supposed to mimic the 1911 trigger. And it really does. It's nice. It's very nice. It's a nice wide, aluminum trigger. And it doesn't have that funky hinge M&P trigger. It's got more of a glocky kind of little center thing on the trigger.
Oh, it's a whole new actual trigger.
Yeah, it's a whole new trigger, whole new sear, whole new firing pin block, and new springs.
And what's the trigger pull like?
It's about 5 pounds. It's right at about 5 pounds, and it is almost
a little too light for carry, but not.
No, not really. I don't think it is.
Well, almost.
Is there slack to take up on it, or you're pretty much right on the sear?
There's a little slack, but there's just a touch of slack and then click. And it is so nice and smooth. There's a RAM reset thing. Because the M&P, when the trigger resets, you really can't feel it. And there's a thing that adds on where you actually feel the reset. And it's nice. It's very nice.
In case anybody was curious.
I loved it. What?
The SR9 is pretty much the same way.
Okay.
You can't feel the reset. I tried.
Yeah.
It was just like let off.
Yeah, oh, and it's I'm just done. Yeah, you're done. But the Apex M&P with the, you know, the
well, man, I have two, so I can try one and compare it.
On the car you can tell
where the reset is. It's very, very positive. It's pretty much when you let your finger off the trigger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
the reset is all the way out at the end of the travel, which is fine by me because I want to shoot a double action type gun like a double action revolver. Same deal.
So anyway. I think like I said on the blog post, I think Smith & Wesson ought to talk to Apex and I know there's like lawyers and shit involved and reasons they can't do it because apparently it's like in Massachusetts they're required to put a shitty trigger in it.
It's extra shitty.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
Yeah,
is, you know, people complain about the trigger to begin with.
They took the crap trigger and made it worse just for Massachusetts.
What's very, very interesting is that as far as I know, nobody requires Smith & Wesson to put those fucking blocks inside the revolvers.
No, they just do that because, you know.
Deal they cut with Bill Clinton?
Yep, exactly.
That's where that came from.
Yeah,
they're not even owned by the same company anymore.
Yeah.
There's no logical reason why it's still there. I mean, I get why it was there in the first place. I mean, it's not a good reason, but at least there's a reason. There's absolutely no reason anymore.
Uncle had a post about Smith & Wesson stock, and I've been saying for years that gun nuts should get together and buy up a bunch of Smith & Wesson stock and just vote out the internal locks.
I don't know if Caleb has that many fans.
No, not gun nuts. Gun nuts in general.
Burn.
But actually, to further add the bizarreness is that my Smith and Wesson 642 is one of the only guns that I have bought brand new, and it came from the factory with no lock, and that you can still buy 642s.
Well, I got the M&P with no mag safety and no lock thing.
Yeah, so. it's a semi-auto. Those are all option features on the revolvers. They are not.
Oh. You know, that's the funny thing. I got both M&Ps at the same time as part same teeny deal. The 45 no mag disconnect, 9mm mag disconnect.
Huh.
Hello? Obviously, it was not part of the mass compliance.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did you send me one with the...
Because it's what he had.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody was going to buy it anyway, so, you know, whatever. Might as well send it for, you know.
But since the magazine... I haven't looked it up, but since the magazine disconnect is modular, I'm sure it comes right out.
Oh, yeah.
I know your Ruger's the magazine disconnects come right out, and it's a little fiddly with the LC9, but the SR9, easy.
Easy peasy. And comes with 3 mags, thanks to Midway.
I also got my new iPad today.
Yay! Did you get the 3?
Yeah.
Cool. Now, did you have a 2 before or just the first
one? I had the first one, and that's the one that got stolen. So this is a replacement for the stolen one.
I was just curious how the second and third matched up. Everybody was telling me wait, and I'm like,
eh. Yeah, the second one, and here's my just for me and the way I use an iPad. If I still had the first one, I still wouldn't have bought this one. Because there's still not enough just the way I use it, I wouldn't have seen any reason to upgrade it. But
porn pretty much looks the same on this one, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but having been kind of like forced to get a new one. There's not other than the presence of LTE. If you're going to go that way, and the high res display, there's really no difference between the 2 and the 3.
The 3 has a better camera too, from what I'm hearing. The camera on the 2 sucks.
I don't take pictures with my iPad, and I never have. I mean, it's not. I don't know. It's just, it's not a thing. I mean, I play with the camera on this new one, and it's like, okay, it's a camera.
Alan, you're trying to tell me that you've got an iPad and you don't jerk off on Chat Roulette with it?
No.
Huh. Well, that explains why I never seen you there.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding? He turns it on and he fucked his open.
No. No. I will admit to a few Tumblr blogs in the RSS feed, though.
Yeah.
But that's art.
Do people actually take photos with their iPad?
Apparently.
They hold up the big iPad and are like, geez.
Apparently some people do. I don't know.
It's not that big.
It's big enough. It's bigger than a camera.
It is big.
Hey, you know.
That's what she said.
It's kind of like, I guess there were people that actually would light their cigarettes with those gigantic novelty lighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Giant matches.
Some people.
I guess people do the webcamming though. They have like the FaceTime thing.
Yeah, but that's an even shittier camera. The one that faces the one that faces away from the screen is just VGA. It's not even a good camera.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's crappier than the other one.
It's crappy.
It has two cameras on it. One points one way. The other one points the other way.
Huh.
Yeah, your iPhone has a much better camera.
No.
That's what I do. I just take the pictures with the iPhone, upload it to PhotoBucket, bang, done.
Yeah, but I think the big thing in the new one is that the camera will do like HD video. So and they have like iMovie on it or available for it or something. So some people are talking about, oh yeah, you could shoot a movie and then edit it. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's just what I need to sit there to talk about. You know, you remember the old slideshow thing? Anybody old enough to remember slideshows? Of somebody's vacation.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You ever have to sit through somebody's slideshow? Just think, now it's going to be, you're going to be sitting through somebody's fucking iPad movie of their vacation.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yay!
Won't that be nice?
I don't care about your kid's recital.
Yeah.
Well, if it comes with mezcal.
Put it on Facebook, I might look at it.
No, you won't.
No, I might.
All right. Day. So that's enough nerdery for now.
Yes, yay. Okay.
Actually, that's enough nerdy. It's about 10 o'clock. It's time to pull the plug.
We've been on for
an hour and a half.
A whole hour and a half.
We have a half an hour to go.
But this is still the beta test. So the phones work and everything seems to work okay. And so next week we'll be back with the official first episode of the Squirrel Report, and we'll actually have like topics and shit. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And remember, if you're in California and you see a bear, fuck it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, y'all. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for having us, Alan.
Yeah. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye. Oh, hell, now I got to figure out how to turn everything off.
It's still going.
Best ending.